Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. For those who listen to this program around the country, we're on the 50,000 watt AM 670 KLTT, which is the most powerful Christian radio station in America, and our signal low on the AM dial, which is significant, at 50,000 watts, takes us throughout much of Colorado and into seven neighboring states. And so those listening in other states and also via the internet won't know the geography of Colorado, but north of the Denver metropolitan area is Greeley, Colorado, and a newspaper there, the Greeley Tribune, has reported, and you've heard us mention this story on Bob Benyart Live, and of course it's been reported elsewhere, a Greeley native and U.S. Army official has vowed to disobey orders to deploy to Afghanistan unless President Barack Obama produces proof that he was born in the United States. Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin, who was born and raised in Greeley, Colorado, is asking Obama on an internet video to furnish a birth certificate. And this is what he says: "For the first time in all my years of service to our great nation and at great peril to my career and future," hey, this guy is an officer, and he's in active duty. He's already done a tour in Afghanistan. So this guy is a real American hero, and he says, "For the first time, and at great peril to my career and future, I am choosing to disobey what I believe are illegal orders, including an order to deploy to Afghanistan for my second tour of duty there." And we thought it would be wonderful to talk to Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin, but he is facing potentially a court-martial, and his attorney apparently has advised him not to do interviews. So we have on the line Margaret Hemingway. Margaret, welcome to Bob Benyart Live.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for letting me be on your program.
Sure thing. Margaret, first of all, your relationship to Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin.
Lieutenant Colonel Lakin and I have become friends. I've been talking with him for many months as he was sorting through this confusing array of information about the president's eligibility. Of course, there are many, many websites, and it's complicated sometimes for people to look through it and try to figure out where the truth is. But after a lot of research and of course, soul-searching about his ultimate decision, he felt compelled, in the interest of upholding his oath as an officer. You're probably aware of this, but they swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Mm. He made the decision that he needed to know the truth. Mm. And he tried nearly for a year through chain of command to try to get an answer, and also through his congressional delegation. But no one could answer this question for him. It's very troubling.
Well, you probably have heard Michelle Obama's video on YouTube from just a couple years ago, when she said that her and Barack, she said, when we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya.
I have have received that many times. People, it seems to be going around on the internet.
Yeah, and you see her saying this. I mean, this is not fabricated. And that is, I'd say, the latest in dozens of pieces of evidence that question whether Barack Obama was born here in America. The Constitution says to be eligible, he needs to be a natural-born citizen. And so it is not even known, for example, what hospital he was born in. There is no birth certificate that shows the hospital, the date of his birth, as signed by the doctor, and so on. That has never been shown. That doesn't exist. I mean, Lou Dobbs, many people know Lou Dobbs, who resigned from CNN after the network ordered him to stop asking Obama to produce his birth certificate. There have been a number of journalists and leaders in the country who've said, okay, forget about hiding behind attorneys. Just show us your birth certificate.
There's a very simple solution to all of this, and I point this out to people who may be on the other side of the issue. I said the controversy was started when the president decided to conceal all these records and to hire lawyers to aggressively defend these records. That's the problem, and he could solve it in seconds simply by asking the state of Hawaii to release this original birth certificate.
Mm-hmm. So could you tell us, Margaret, a bit more about Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin?
I think he's a very strong man. I think he's extremely principled. Obviously, he's had a stellar military career, and he served, as you mentioned, in Afghanistan. This would be his second deployment. He is refusing all orders, I should clarify, not just deployment orders, all orders, until he's convinced that these orders are lawful, and this is a lawful president. Mm. He's been highly decorated, and he's also been in Bosnia and Honduras and Korea. So a great military career, and he feels very strongly that he needs to stand up and defend his oath as an officer. And, of course, members of Congress take oaths of office, and judges do. Mm. But it's really sad that no one seems to think that this is important enough to really push it with the president to say, you need to remove this blemish, this cloud over your administration. And you promised transparency. He needs to deliver on that promise of transparency.
Margaret Hemingway, my own eldest son, Josiah, he is with the Army National Guard Airborne, and he has been told that he will be deployed to Afghanistan sometime in the future. And this, of course, affects everyone in the armed services who put their lives at risk. And we have a commander-in-chief who has been so disingenuous. And it seems that often, of course, where there's smoke, there's fire. And so why would the Obama administration hide behind attorneys rather than simply showing his birth certificate, his adoption records, and so on?
It's baffling. It really is. And it's worse than hiding behind what I think is a false reading of the Privacy Act. They've also alleged no identity theft. You may remember this. A lot of people have sort of forgotten it, but John McCain, during the campaign, was pressed by the media to release his original birth certificate. And there were some allegations that he was not natural born, even though his parents were both American citizens, born in the Panama Canal Zone. But that became the issue, and he did produce his original birth certificate. Mm. So you had one candidate put under the microscope and forced to produce a birth certificate, allegations he wasn't natural born when he clearly was, and the candidate with the foreign parent who may not have been born in Hawaii as alleged, because, as you said, that no one's been able to produce an attending physician or a hospital, and two different hospital names were given out at one time, Queens and then Kapi'olani. I don't know how that can be a state secret. People have, on my birth certificate, I have my doctor's signature and my hospital name. Those are pretty standard identifiers on birth certificates.
Right.
It's being treated as a state secret.
In a Privacy Act, come on, if Obama wants to release his birth certificate, he could do it.
He could do it instantly, and yeah, we wouldn't have someone as fine and outstanding an officer as Lieutenant Colonel Lakin in the legal jeopardy that he is now in at risk of court-martial.
You might remember, Margaret, from Fox News, Tommy DeSeno, who wrote, some people think they saw Barack Obama's birth certificate on the internet back during the campaign. And Tommy DeSeno wrote this: the certificate put on the internet by Obama and held up by the media was created in 2007. In the lower left corner of the form, there is reference to a Hawaiian statute that was revised in November of 2001. And if you look closely at the front, you can see bleeding through from the back the date stamp from 2007 when the document was created. That's at foxnews.com.
There is also, I would recommend a couple places for your audience who may be interested in looking at this further, but the Lieutenant Colonel's website is www.safeguardourconstitution.com, and there's also an article. It's sort of lengthy, but it goes through the Hawaiian records keeping and document process called Clearing the Smoke on Obama's Eligibility, and it's by the Western Journalism Center. It's a lengthy report, but worth reading because so many people were confused by that certification of live birth, no hospital name, no doctor name. They thought that was a birth certificate.
Well, for
that's
example,
where the deception started.
Right. And in Hawaii, let's say you had relatives living in Hawaii who had a grandson born wherever, maybe in Kenya, maybe in Seattle. They could call the local newspaper. They could call the state and say, I want to report a live birth and get a certificate of live birth.
That's why it's so important to get to that underlying document that's being hidden. That's where you would know. Mm. And if the claim was made he was born in a hospital, why is there not a hospital name that's been released? Why has no hospital claimed him?
Well, the publisher,
why is there no doctor?
Yeah, Margaret, the publisher of WorldNet Daily, Joseph Farah, has offered $10,000. I think it's been increased over the months to the hospital that could certify that Barack Obama was born there. I think it might be up to $50,000 now with people chipping in saying, hey, here's $50,000 to go to your hospital administration. Hospitals always need money. All you have to do is certify that Barack Obama was born there.
I've seen the same information you have, that people are putting up rewards for information. And part of me is amazing that this controversy has been risen to this level. It could have been eliminated a long time ago, and it would go away, and people could get back to talking about the issues of the day. But the problem is he's got these records all under seal, and people are threatened with financial sanctions if they pursue this in court. And that happened to my father-in-law.
That happened to your father-in-law?
Oh, absolutely.
Could you explain that?
Robert Bauer, who was then at Perkins Coie, but my father-in-law, who is a World War II veteran and a Rhodes Scholar, Foreign Service officer, he served in Berlin and Moscow, an amazing person, had decided to pursue this as well, helped file the lawsuit in federal court, and got a threatening letter from Bob Bauer, and he said, if you didn't withdraw the appeal, please be informed we intend to pursue sanctions, including cost, expenses, and attorney's fees.
Mm.
And if you're an 83-year-old man living on a fixed income with an elderly wife, this is a pretty serious threat.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when my interest started in this, when I realized that this is what they were doing. And Bauer, of course, moved down to the White House to become White House counsel after Greg Craig left. So he's now in the big job at the White House after having threatened a senior citizen who just wanted to know what the truth was about the president's constitutional eligibility.
Yeah, that is startling. America Online, now, that's not a bastion of right-wing extremists, is it, as far as you know?
I don't think so.
America Online did a poll on this, and they asked, what do you think about Barack Obama's citizenship? They asked about his citizenship, and it turns out 90,000 people from all over the country voted, and 6% said they were undecided, but a majority, 52% of the nationwide respondents, said that people should be concerned about Barack Obama's citizenship, that he may in fact not be qualified to be the president of the United States, which I think is hysterical, Margaret, because I oppose Barack Obama on moral grounds, fundamental moral grounds of socialism, which violates do not steal, and abortion, which violates do not murder. But this is sort of opportunistic. He claims to uphold the Constitution, which he increasingly appears to be violating at a fundamental level.
It's very troubling. You need to have your chief executive, above all else, be above reproach, and he has to uphold the law. That's his duty, too. And there was you mentioned the AOL poll, the vote came out something like, I saw one as well, I thought it was something about 81% agreed that he should release his birth certificate. Well, I should bring up the vote in the Senate, too, about McCain, because McCain became such a diversion that the Senate felt compelled to push a non-binding resolution to affirm that he was a natural-born citizen and therefore eligible. And that passed unanimously in the Senate. But the amazing thing is the Senate said nothing about Obama's constitutional eligibility.
Well, do you remember, did you ever look at the actual document that Nancy Pelosi signed to certify?
I have seen that. There was a J.B. Williams, Canada Free Press. Apparently, I've seen this online, and he said a lot of people across the country in many states ordered these documents. So he was collecting all these state certification documents. He made the allegation that language had been removed from the DNC certification form that said constitutionally qualified. I did see that. And someone asked him flat out, you did get to see these records, right? You've seen them, you know, firsthand, and he said he did. Mm. Hawaii, I think, was the only one because I think their state statute requires them to have the constitutionally qualified language in it. But he said all the other states got this language without. And two different versions of a certification document, and yet the mainstream media has not even looked at this research or as far as I know, commented on it.
Mm. How about when you do a simple search? Like, for example, you could search for me, Bob Enyart, with my Social Security number, and you'll find out through my life the different cities I've lived in, the different addresses, the jobs or colleges I was associated with. When you do this for Barry Sotero, Barack Obama, you get this torrent of information about him using different names, different Social Security numbers, and it's a startling report that comes out of what should be a relatively straightforward search of his history.
Amazing. And I was aware that there had been an affidavit filed relating to Social Security, you know, numbers. It was an assertion. It was strangely worded, so it's hard to understand it when you look at the affidavit, but the allegation was that the Social Security number looked like it came from the state of Connecticut. That's what I remember from mm-hmm. looking at it. And also it, hinting that it had been someone else's number. I don't know a lot about how Social Security numbers are issued, so it's important to sort of understand that background before trying to delve into it. But I have been told that you only get one number. They're not reusing numbers. So some additional mystery there, along with, obviously, the sealed birth record, what has been called the long form, but we are just calling for simplification purposes the original birth certificate. And then, of course, the passport file. I mean, at some point, you really do wonder. I'm a history major. It's very concerning that how do you write an honest history about someone who's got all these records under seal? And why are they being so aggressively defended to the point of threatening people with sanctions if they try to get to the truth of it? He doesn't have any right not to disclose this. This should be in the public domain. We're entitled to know whether he, by the Constitution, can serve in this important job.
Do you know whether or not there's evidence or a question? I realize that's weak, but is there a question as to whether or not Barack Obama registered at college as a foreign student to get preferable financial treatment?
It's just one of the other questions being raised by people who are anxious about all this and don't understand why his life is camouflaged. He has had books written about his life, but there were a lot of things left out. Mm. And it's natural to want to know. I mean, the most obvious thing is presidents have their, you know, their family homes become shrines and landmarks. How are you going to put a monument up for him if we can't identify a hospital he was born in? This is basic. It's really basic. It's a simple issue. It really is troubling that all these questions are swirling around, that people have looked at it and are troubled enough. They think something is amiss, something is wrong. Usually when people hide something, it's because there's something to hide. Mm.
Margaret, where are you located?
I'm in the metropolitan Washington area. I live in Alexandria, Virginia.
Alexandria. Here in Denver, Colorado, the Fox affiliate is Fox 31, and I get to go on that show usually on Friday mornings on something called the Fox Box. And for some reason, Barack Obama's birthplace keeps coming up, and we have fun on that show. And I mentioned the African proverb from Barack Obama's hometown that it takes a village. You remember that proverb, it takes a village to raise a child, Hillary Clinton's book title. And it's so funny that the other panelists will laugh and will talk about the search for Barack Obama's birth certificate. We have an auto dealer here in the Denver area, Phil Wolf. He has a billboard up on Interstate 70, I-70, with a caricature of Barack Obama that says, "Where's the birth certificate?"
I've heard about the billboard campaign, obviously read about it, and sometimes people send around jokes about this, but you know, it is upsetting to me. I've worked in government my whole life, but I want the president to be respected, and it is a high office, and it bothers you. You don't want people to be laughing about this. My husband commented that some Hispanic people that were joking about whether the president had his papers in order, and they think it's funny.
Yeah.
But it is a serious
funny
issue.
It is funny, Margaret.
But at the same point, if you're a military officer and you know that part of what the military does is go around the world and teach rule of law programs to other countries.
Well, that's a great point. And they put their lives at risk at the order of the president, the commander in chief. And if he is a fraud, then, of course, that's relevant. Now, I like to point out in this that whether or not a leader of a country is born in that country, that is not a matter of eternal principle of right and wrong. That's not elevated to the level of do not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery, don't commit perjury. Those are eternal matters of right and wrong. This is something that men got together and agreed, like a side agreement between men. Hey, let's have a constitution, and let's say that the president has to be a natural-born citizen. And so that has to do with keeping your word, being honest, and saying, I will uphold the constitution, means you're not a liar, you're not going to violate it and lie to the country. And so to me, this is very opportunistic to show what Barack Obama is like, if indeed he's not eligible, and he sure looks like he's not eligible.
Well, he hasn't been able to answer this basic question. I mean, the proof will be in releasing the documents and letting the American people know what the truth is. Mm. And I think we're entitled to that.
Margaret Hemingway, could you give us the website a final time? Go ahead.
www.safeguardourconstitution.com.
All right, safeguardourconstitution.com.
And there's a video on with the lieutenant colonel, and there's a lot of documents up as well, and there'll be alerts sent out, and there's a newsletter if people want to sign up for it.
All right, Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin. All right, well, thank you very much, Margaret. Really
thank
appreciate
you,
your time.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. So, Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin, his photograph, you could see what he looks like and how he is decorated at WorldNet Daily. If you go to worldnetdaily.com or abbreviate it WND.com and just search for Lakin, L-A-K-I-N, the Army is doing what they can to mock Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin. They are mocking him. It's tragic that we've reached a time when the first black president, who should have been a historic figure to honor blacks in America and around the world, the first black leader of the most powerful nation on earth, and that opportunity has been squandered by a liar and a child killer, a socialist. Barack Obama supports not only the killing of the millions of innocent children that have happened by Planned Parenthood and other abortion clinics, but even if you recall, at Christ Hospital in Illinois, there was the case of the babies who survived the abortion attempt, and they would be left to die. And so there was legislation that was introduced, and it was ineffective legislation. The Born Alive Infant Protection Act, that's ineffective. It would never save a single baby, but it exposed how hard a heart Barack Obama had that he even voted against the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, which simply said if there was an abortion and the baby survived it, you had to treat that baby who's no longer part of the mother. Remember, it's the woman's body. It's no longer part of the woman's body. The baby is born. And the baby is alive, and this says you have to treat that baby with love and take care of that baby. Barack Obama voted against the Born Alive Infant Protection Act. Now, that act, that law, that whole effort, that was another diversion in the pro-life movement, because it would never save a single baby, which is typical of these alternative strategies. The personhood right to life strategy, that is the way to end abortion. These other efforts, when you pass them, you raise tens of millions of dollars or more. You spend years, you pass them, they don't save a single baby. All this BIPA would do, Born Alive Infant Protection Act, all it would do is ensure that the abortionist kills the baby sooner and more violently, typically. That's all it does. And it was designed, of course, to harm the political career of anyone who would oppose BIPA. That's why it was designed. And so Barack Obama is the single most significant political figure while he was in the Illinois Senate who opposed the Born Alive Infant Protection Act. He opposed it as a state senator. And how did this do, this tactic of harming his political career? Well, he went on to be the Democratic Party's nominee for president and to win office in the White House. So the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, it failed at every imaginable level. And so there is a new sheriff in town, and it's American Right to Life, the new sheriff in town. And American Right to Life is exposing fraudulent tactics that are designed to be fabulous fundraisers that will last for years or even decades. Long-term, effective, cash cow fundraisers that don't save any children. And that's being exposed at ProLifeProfiles.com. Real soon, you'll see the profile for National Right to Life. That'll be big. And at American Right to Life, right now, you could see Dred Scott shepherdized. You know what that means, shepherdized? Check it out, KGov.com.